Dafshin Sadik Vov, Hashisha Osa. I'm just going to repeat the first two lines. Hashisha Osa, I'm the 16th Cheshman, Adam in Afshal, Oyrov, Man, Om, the Boilam. And the person makes a Cheshman, how long are you invited to stay in this world? The Yala Livoy, in bring up Nyat Kivas Kitzhoi, how close are you to your end of your time? The boy Mova Selov, and that, and it comes on you by Eshu Roy, Misa Sharachan. Every time I see some other living creature dying, Pisan, all of a sudden, Mimdavah from people, is also even from animals. And actually, the Chavisur is Machadish as a Chiddush, that even when you see an animal dying, it should remind you of your own death. It should remind you of your own death. Without knowing in advance they're going to die, but we don't even ever get a hint here. But you should be sure that in any misakim of boy, the death, it doesn't hold back. It comes in any month. It's not sensitive. It comes in any day of the month. It comes in any hour of the day. It's the Malacham of 4 o'clock in the morning, the most, you know, Thanksgiving Day weekend also.
Especially,
yeah. He works at all times, all hours, all minutes. He's not discriminating at all. It means you're exposed to this potential possibility at any given moment of your life. Then any boba may have ziknim, not necessarily doesn't come only when you're old, but baladeya, shishis, sabachas, banaras, feyaldas, feyankas. It doesn't come only when you're old. It could also visit you when you're young, when you're really cheerful, childish, even while you even nurse. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't discriminate from any age, at any time, in any situation. Achu koires achayim, he calls out on life. I mean, he visits the living people, b'chol zman, all time, b'chol eis, all circumstances, b'chol mokom, any place. B'moshe b'zeh, it was unfortunate, a grandfather was attending a bar mitzvah of his son. In the middle of the bar mitzvah, passed out. Just like that. A second before, he didn't anything. It just middle of it to pass out. Now this is like a patching point from a whole family. Mitzvah Simcha for the family. The grandfather sits and passes out. You know, imagine. He has no derecheres for nobody. The Malacham Ovis has no derecheres for nobody. When it comes to time, no matter where you stay, what is the what Simcha says for Nebucha, a father passes away, Mitzvah Chasson of his son, Mitzvah Chup of his son. It means you have to be ready any given moment, in any given second. The Moshe Bezeh, and it's going to be the most of this is Gila Melech, like the king, Hifkid Esla Pikodin. The king had put away by him at Pikodin a palm to watch it. Rakotzev Lazman Al Shavosa, he didn't give him time when he has to return him. But Sivu told him, Shimitzatala Becholes, you be ready any time I ask for it to give it back. I mean, the palm should be in a position to be returned at any time when I call it, when I call on it. Don't go to look for it in another place. She needs the Eishel Hashem Melech. She should be always ready and available when the king needs it. I tell you, I talk about another Chutzim Melech HaMelech. Would it be appropriate that he goes away with the pan, he goes away outside of the place of the Melech? Watch it because me when he holds the pan in his hand. The Yeshiva Mashiva Mishyash and others are comparing it to other Moshe. Mishyash of Choyd believes man Kotzit. A man is owing a debt, owing money, without any repayment date. That means an open loan which is payable on demand. You know what's payable on demand? Give me the money, you have to give it. It's such a
demand note.
And any time I need demand, you have to give the money. But this is my question. When Mitzah Pelo B'chodesh, this could be called, the money could be called, the loan could be called at any moment. You don't like to live under this shadow or continuously. So you're not going to have peace, you're not going to think until you repay it. Because the when a person will stand it, and a person will look in how long he stands in this world, he's going to remember Kikor Mechader of Nosel Oilam Acher. Many of his friends already moved down to the other world. You may be next. I mean, it's not something you protected with your friends. It's not us. You have people from your community, from your members, from your congregation, your family, your friends, already passed down to the other world. He's Kikor Mechader of already a part of his friends, Nosel Oilam Acher. They already moved down to the other world, Koidem Mimel, before him. They were still hoping high to be a part of this world. He doesn't see anything he doesn't see any advantage. Why am I worthy that my departure is delayed? My friend delayed, went away. This many times, you know, when we attend the Levaya, the young man, anyone, a young man, so, you know, which,
a young man,
so you say, I'm not better than this person, why him? It could happen just to me. Mm-hmm. And when you think like that, you don't actually see yourself using any advantage, that for you it has to be delayed. You don't see anything, why should we? Then you cut it to Chalta Boilam. When you're going to think like that, you cut it to Chalta, you know, you're going to shorten your hope in this world. You know, your hope that you're staying here forever is going to be shortened. You're going to be more on alert that you could leave any time this world. But you're going to start looking forward for your end of the day. So and you will think more in the preparation of your lunch box. So we have to prepare lunch box. We have to prepare a tzedo lederech. You're going to start with the chashirim nafshoi, and you will make a cheshmet in a koidim and a cheshmet before the day of the cheshmet comes when they call you. Omer echad min hachachomim. What has been told to one of the chomim, mishikidem amoves lefonav. One who saw that front of him. He saw moves front of him. So what did he say? Tikken es up, he prepared himself. Omer chachom says, lev chachomim beveis ezel. The heart of a chacham is in the house of a evil, of a mourner. Why? Well, Omar, it says, "Tayv lechus al beis evil." It's better to go to the house of a mourning, milechus al beis amishta, than to go to a chasana. Barshi sofka, because this is the end of the man. V'chai taliban, those are not. They're going to think also to go to chasana is also mitzvah to gmilus chesed. Go to be menachem is also mitzvah to gmilus chesed. It's the same mitzvah. Actually, what it means, the Gemara says, "But tayv lechus al beis evil, beis amishta." A man wants to do chesed, wants to do a mitzvah. You have two options to do it. You could either be menachem over, either go to a chasid. You can't do both. What should you do rather? So you could say, listen, I'm doing a mitzvah anyway. I might as well enjoy the mitzvah anyway. Go to the beis hamishta. You're not losing anything. You're doing the same mitzvah. Might as well do a mitzvah simultaneously. Then really, you're enjoying it. It's not so enjoyable to go to beis evel, to go menachem over. In the mitzvah that said, but you better go to beis evel. Also, you're not getting an excess mitzvah. But you're getting an advantage. When you leave the chasana, all you have, you are tired. You don't get anything out of it, unfortunately. But when you go to Beis HaEvel, it's a chai you tell everybody. Man, start thinking about himself. You get a benefit from it. Beis HaMishta is a mishta, it's a mishta, but you better go to Beis HaEvel, it's having a greater advantage. It's unfortunate, because the truth of the matter, you could gain a lot from a chasana too. You don't know, so you don't mess up the situation. The Gemara says, that somebody is mesmeach, chosen vekala, is nehen me chamisha koyle shetayr nitman. Is nehen of the chamisha koyle shetayr was given. Kalsosan katsin kol kosan kol kol nitzav chosan. It's a five koyle.
Kol nehen me sudi chosan vakal. Overall, the low.
It's the cat. It's mevatel the chamisha koyle. So some is arayzi. Some is mesamei chosan vakal. Is nehen me chamisha koyle shetayr nitman. Is nehen of the five koyle. What's the nehen? What's the nehen of the five koyle? What koyle? Hearing voices. Koilus means the Torah has been given continuously down. Mama Tatsin is a Nitzchi. Okay, Koil Hashem, the Koil Hashem, the Hodor, Koil Hashem, all the Koilus which the Torah was given. I mean, the Kishbochu is Meshader, he's broadcasting down Torah continuously. We are not sensitive to tune into the broadcast and we don't receive it. And we blank. But if you have the proper antennas and you receive that Shidur, that broadcasting, it becomes a part of you. Now, when you go to Chas Mesmei Chosan Kala, the Simcha, if you know how to do Mesmei Chosan Kala, that you really happy seeing two heaven and Shomas getting together, it's the Shechina Betachten, it's the Ichud, till now there's a period of Shechina, that now Yisameach, and that actually is a miniature Mama Tatsina, which was the Ichud, which is Knesset Sulem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, which was also the Ichud. And you feel the Simcha of Mama Tatsina, it opens up, it opens up these blockages, and you get open, the antenna gets open to receive these five broadcasting of the Koil Hashem Behodar, the Koil Hashem Behodar was Nittemann. But you know, this is like you take the radio knob and you turn them to the opening channel and that you could really receive. But you don't push the button, you don't turn on the lights, you don't turn on the batteries. You're not going to get anything. You're well able to receive it. That means when you go to a chasna, again, come diet, and we don't learn anything, you don't get anything with the Chumash Koilus. So if you go to a chasna, then you're Mesameach Chosan Vekal, as it should be. And then we feel open. And then you come home, and then you sit down to a Gemara, you learn in hours. But now you're getting the five Koilus. I heard once, it's a shame, the Mesameh Chos Mekal, come on that tithe, nothing, go on, it's get weiter. So, what is the five coins worth? The broth available for you, but you're not receiving. You have to become available to receive. They said that you could do something also after the chasana. Chasana is also that you could take on certain avodas Hashem, you could sit down and learn, you could connect yourself to Torah. But you're just dancing around and not knowing what you're doing, because commission chorus, yes, commission chorus means, but you're closed. They're available for you, but you're not available to receive it. That's the chagas. Right, Salomir means to tell us, Bechai, the one remaining of Mishel Liber, Bechai, Noisen and Liber, the Mishel Liber Chai, the one whose heart is alive, alert, Hamevin Amaki. What is the Kloiner? It means his heart is alert. Maybe he understands. The Maki recognizes Omer Odom Lehevel Domo. A man is compared Lehevel to air, to nothing. A man alone is Lehevel Domo. It's just like air. Air is not a vacuum, it's nothing. And you're only as worthy as how much you make yourself being worthy when you know how to live from the world when the time comes. Vashiva also, in the 7th in Chesed HaNefesh, is Istaklusoi. When he looks in, when he sees that his Nefesh is pulling after the group of people, Ishtashia Bahem, and to enjoy himself. When a person is gravitating to go partying with people, you know, all of us, to a certain extent, we're not happy with ourselves. We have kindness to ourselves, we're not complete, we're not fulfilled. So how, what is the natural reaction to that? You know, entertainment. They love to be with friends, they love to talk. They make you forget your truth, so you're just getting away from this. This is a tear. This is a gravitation which we have. But really what's happening then? If you're not happy with yourself, then it's valid because you have an emptiness. And to make yourself really happy in a positive way means you have to learn to make a cheshbon nefesh. Don't run away from yourself, the contrary. You know, take yourself apart, what's happening to yourself, and then fill yourself with proper things and you're becoming a mensch. But if you run away and you go after your gravitation, you go after your friends, you're missing the thing. So you remain like that, dehydrated, totally unnourished, and then eventually falling apart. And then eventually you have absolutely no control over yourself. That's going to be the eventual situation. He says, when Shiva Taklusa, and the person looks in the time she tita nafsha, all of a sudden since he's aroused, the chevra has been other, wants to go to the people, to this group, l'shtasher behem. And then, you see the difference between the malos behem, us neged the malos habedidus v'apridim v'mine odom, when a person could really separate himself, to acknowledge how much is the bone worth, the malos habedidus. When you really stay alone, v'apridim v'mine odom, stay away from people, the broy chevra kislem, from the bad company, v'bli doyechak shevien elkach, that do it on your own voluntarily, not that you're being pushed to do it. No, but any time when you're not mechuyev to be with people, start to stay next to you. This is one of the famous themes of the Chovei Salvovos, beautiful advice, which is, people don't know it. Try to work on yourself to be a loner. The opposite of everything. Be a loner. Don't get into company unless you need to be with company. You need to be for certain business, you have to deal with your boss, you have to deal with workers, you have to deal with the customers. The minute you have freedom, you don't need contact with people, try to be alone. Be your own company. It's a beautiful, be misbided, be a loner. Now, loner doesn't mean that you go out to the woods and cry. That doesn't mean loner. Don't be a physical loner. I'm not talking misbided the way some people do. The Chavis says, be as biters, you could be with people and be a loner. You could stay with people, you could be in a besamedrish with people, be a loner. The besamedrish may be involved in certain politics, may be involved in certain self-interest. Be a part, be of yourself, don't participate. You may be in a chaser, you may be sitting at the table of people talking stupidities, talking politics, talking nonsense, making fun of each other. Be a loner. You know, don't participate. The beauty of his body is not that it's physically removing yourself, because that's not the right thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you remember the whole shita which I always must be talking in shtadlus, that you have to put in efforts in to go to a doctor when you're sick, you have to do it to business in order to make money. Not because the doctor is going to heal, not because the business is going to bring money. Rather, to show that while you go to the doctor, say Hashem does it, not the doctor. While you're in business, Hashem does it, not the doctor. So the more you mishtab and say Hashem does it, you mevatel all the physical things. Same thing as in this respect. To prove that you shlis Hashem l'negdi, tell me that you're only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you could only accomplish that, you run away out in the woods and totally separate yourself from company, so you're not proving that you could be shlis Hashem l'negdi, tell me while you're sitting and dancing with Chaveira, while you're doing business with people, while you're talking with people. Be shlis Hashem l'negdi, tell me while you are with people. That's a pshat. To be misboided only alone, and you can't do it while being with people, that's not his voice, that's removing yourself from reality. Because Bokhu creates that reality, because Bokhu created normality, because Bokhu forced you to be a normal person. You have to go to a doctor, you have to work, you have to be friendly, you have to be involved with people. But while you are involved in people, do it only to the extent it's beneficiary to you and for the people. The minute it's too same, the minute stupidity, in politics, all kind of things, you could be there and be totally removed, not being a part of that.
Some people cannot experience that. You know, being with those people,
well,
group of people and laughing and not participating.
You know what?
I'm talking about myself. I have to go away.
No, but when a person is still weak, you have to go away. But later on, you really don't have to go. I go sometimes to them in a certain place in a certain shul. Okay, and I noticed unbelievable phenomena. I mean, there are certain people, they could learn a lot, and they're good people. Maybe they're Hashem. They could be involved in a school. One could run a whole chinuch system. One is involved in all kind of things. And beautiful people. The bunch of children, mama's babies, 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 mama's babies, mama's babies. So once in a while you could see this group of people getting together and they laugh and talk and schmooze on stupidities that you just listen while they're talking. So b'nai shalom, 5-year-old children are different. And those are big with big heads. One of whole shops, mamash. One gives a shir barabim, one has a chinuch system, one is a manayel of a big institution. But they could keep it around and talk about nothing and laugh. And hey, being happy with it. So you could say it happens once. But it happens to be that there's a group of this group which day after day, they're always davening the same minyan, they're sitting the whole thing, and they have this feeling around in the middle of the Pesikah of Zimra, and they can't even talk, they're laughing, making fun of each other, like little children. Now, you have problems not to participate with them, you're there, you're davening with them, and they're wonderful people, they're not bad guys, it could be, they have beautiful gifts to themselves, and they're good people, basically. For some reason, they're not mature, I don't know why, but the organization is not mature, and this is the feeling. They feel that there's nothing wrong with it to be happy about Narishkatna, but it's Kalas Rosh. But it's too bad. If you could enjoy it, you deserve it. But your child deserves it. You need a toy, deserve it. It's just like you see a bunch of grown up people, okay? We walk in a desert, in a sand desert, and they're sitting down, they're playing in a sandbox. Mm. So what do you do? You also got to sit on a sandbox. You have to be with them, but you're not going to play on a sandbox. If you enjoy playing in a sandbox, go enjoy yourself, but you can't participate. You don't have to run away because of this. It's never chalachmonas. So the Chodesh Shavuos teaches us a very beautiful thing. This is one of the most beautiful messages which I picked up 25 years ago already. 25 years ago I realized this, that you can't be away from the group. You need the groups. You have to be, you live in the area, down with the area, you need a shul, you need a chinuch system. You can't be a loner. You have to, you need a system. You need a system of things. You can't help it. You can't run away just, because wherever you go, you're going to find excuses not to be. Forget it. Wherever you go, you're going to find excuses not to be. So you got to go. So I said, wherever you go, you could find good excuses not to be there. Okay? See, if I said this, here I gave an example. Here is a place, beautiful people, mamash people with bal midas, in they do mitzvahs, and they know to learn, and they learn, and they do chesed and everything, but a bunch of babies. Bunch of babies, light-headed babies, they're nothing. So, try to go to other places. If I may find my much more serious-minded people, they're not learning, they're not respecting the thing. You're always going to find excuses. So you can't keep running. You need a minyan, you need a davening, you need a mikveh to go, you need an institution to send children. You will find excuses in any place. So how can you save yourself? So teach us the chavis of others. Try to be a misvoided in the heaven. Be a part and be a total lonely. Now, how can you really do it? Why is it? Be preoccupied. I was just thinking when I observed these things, what could I tell these people, how is it really happening, why could the people be so light-headed and they have to be such a coward? So they would excuse themselves, listen, we have tough lives, we have to keep ourselves happy. Well, what do you care if I keep myself happy in it makes us simcha. Okay, that's the truth of the matter. This is the reason why this thing is being promoted and tolerated and allowed. One of the justification of having this stupidity is lightheaded. So you could see people coming out to the mikveh, sitting with coffee and talking shtusim that I could not speak at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in my office. It's not entertaining. It's childish. And these people could do it before davening 10 minutes, but you see them live on it. And then they could daven simcha tovah, you know, they get the cheer up. You know, if they get cheered up in it, so it says what's really wrong? The near physics. But the question is, how come you get cheered up on such a childish stuff? Never mind, let's say it's no Lashon Hara involved, no Rechilus involved, no politics involved. But it's Dvorim B'Teilim. It's Dvartim Bambalov, it's Dvorim B'Teilim. Dvorim B'Teilim. Dvorim B'Teilim before the Davin. Dvorim B'Teilim in the middle of the Davin. Okay, it makes you happy, it's no more Dvorim B'Teilim. It's a means to justify, the goal that justifies the means, let's say. But it's, how could you, a mature person, see yourself with just a stupidity? I would be, if I would see my 15-year-old boy doing it, I would be mechanical. I'm embarrassed. I expect of my 14-year-old boy to be more serious than this 60-year-old grandfather. How can you expect? The answer to that is, why they are doing such a thing, is the reason because they do not have high goals in front of them. A person has a high goal of steiging. Now, all of them, he must be more serious man. First of all, there's so much Surah Saram in this world. And if you're Baal Chesed, you want to do something, you want to be Mishtata Vitzara Shel Chaveri, a person should always know the Lord's of a certain seriousness. So there's always pressure. If it's Baruch Hashem, not your personal pressure, you're happy, you have a nice family relationship, you're Baruch Hashem. But wherever you look, you see Tzoris. Wherever you look, there is Tzoris. So those Tzoris are not affecting you. So then they will kind of, I don't know, but I'm running away from it. Therefore, I must keep myself happy. You know, well, I've got to go with sugar. But you could do something about it. A person always has to be on the goal, on yes, the front feet to grab opportunities, positive way or run away from the negative way. And I would ask, would a person anytime, chas v'shalom, of this group, okay, which is a light-headed kibitzing around the middle of the daven at any time, if chas v'shalom, one of them would have a very, very, very sick child in the house of the intensive care, which is chances of 50-50 anonymity to chas v'shalom something happen, would he be there? Of course not. I said, Adrabba, now do it because you have to cheer yourself up. I can't be cheered up. I have my child in the hospital. He couldn't justify just because of my... Usually it's being used because I have problems, so I want to do it. But how could you do it? How could you do it under this position? So what they said, but my child is not in the hospital, but your friend's child is in the hospital. Look how many children are in the hospitals. You can't say a little tilling for them. I don't mind. Just finish my child. Now he starts a problem. He has no responsibilities. That's exactly is one of our problems. We have no communal responsibility. They know after Achol Kumarichol, you have not personal responsibilities. This is one. This is a negative motion. Now let's take a positive motion. Suppose you're a diamond dealer. You bought a gem diamond. You put him on the sewing machine. They're sewing it up. It takes sometimes hours and hours, and it's very dangerous. It could get a glass if it's not properly cut. And all of a sudden, a $40,000 investment goes down to $1,000. And usually those people are all crazy, all nervous. They go to 47, see people are chewing cigarettes, they're nervous, they're talking to themselves. Why? Because they have certain expensive diamonds on the polishing wheel. And any minute you could get a loose, you know, something happened. And by night, when they took it off the wheel, everything's happened. Ha, they're happy. But the almost intensive fear. We have the same thing. This diamond is on the polishing wheel. It has to show any time. Glass could come and you could get a chet, you could get a sin, or your wife, or your children. We need millions of chosadim. How could you be lightheaded? How can you not be always fearing or something may go wrong? Iruchnias, your diamond may be eclipsed. So if people could be so easy, they have and could sit for hours. He has no diamonds, he has no sick child in the house, he has nothing, he's just blanking it out. This is called, how can you be misvoided in a group? You always must have a higher goals in your life, in a positive way. You remember, you are chelek elokim imach. Remember, you are diamond. Remember, every moment you're being polished. Remember, your wife is being polished. Your children. Everything is at stake. Chas v'shalom, b'chaim l'moves. Remember, so when a person, and Baruch Hashem, you have to do it cheerfully. You'll be polishing the diamond. You know, he's nervous, this diamond fellow, but he's happy too. You know, he gets off the wheel, man, Hashem is going to be worth a lot. So it's in a positive. It's a nervous thing, but it comes in a positive way. Don't die from it. But definitely, can be right at it. And then such a thing. So when a person puts such a front of him, a goal, a high goal, he could be, he's automatically a serious person. You can't left just for no reason. Yes, if you have to cheer somebody up, that's a good reason, but then you go, that's in himself polishing a diamond. That's, you make a chonah to that. The main thing is not to be a kalos rosh, not to be like, kalos rosh means that the head shouldn't easily be persuaded away from your control. You have to be in control over your head. you go down the train, you always have fun up here. From the moment you're getting up, that is not the moment you get. From the moment you're going to sleep, you say, oh, I have to get up, all alert, all in time, and have to get into action right in the first second, and have to wait right in the beginning. And by the way, that's a very good thing. When a person puts in the first third of the day for good, he has to rest of the day naturally. And you're putting up, from the minute you're getting up, until you're getting into the third of the day, you're all, and this is a beautiful opportunity. This is for every businessman. We know from the minute he gets up, and for the minute he goes to sleep, he goes to sleep with this intention. He says Krishna, and he puts the Negavas in the bed, and gets up in the morning, he immediately jumps up, and takes the Negavas, and makes the best of the Shachar, and goes and puts in a shir, and it goes to Davin, and eats his breakfast all with this intention. The food is also nourishing your body, in order to Davin Hashem. And then, with this feeling of going into business, at work, wherever you are, that's the way you remain sliding all day busy. Going with certain seriousness, a certain accomplishment, you put away the foundation of that day. So then when you're going in, and usually it's a very good thing to do, very good, I always say, when you go into your mundane life, your physical, your business life, and the thing life, you know, you're standing off, whatever, you can first approach the people, you always see the first contact which you do in the mundane life should be some act of chesed. Because then you're getting up in the morning, okay, this is Torah, now learning Torah, and just going to be tefillah. The next is chesed, the shloshe mudim. And a person has to establish his three mudim daily. So you're getting up, Torah, avoider, next is gmilas chesed. So Torah, you're sitting, you're learning, avoider, you're davening, okay? That is the gmilas chesed. Of course, with your wife, which is also gmilas chesed, but you don't see them too much anymore. The next one, you have contact with people. So why do you have contact with people? You work, you have a business. Make sure that the first opening with people should always be the gmilas chesed. Now, sometimes you have an opportunity just to say good morning for the sake of gmilas chesed. It's like gmilas chesed already. But you have in mind, I want to do gmilas chesed. Coming into the office and I'm getting 10 messages, okay? So some of them is gmilas chesed, some of them is business. First call is make the gmilas chesed. Open the day with the gmilas chesed. That's the first thing. Have somebody else in mind, selflessly, has nothing to do with you. Because now it's justified. Now you know why in business. When you opened up like that, so the whole contact, when you say cheerful good morning for a worker, for a comrade, for in the bus, anyone, wow, to make it feel good, or your wife, you're going to say good morning, a real cheerful man, just to make it feel good, it's a chesed. Then that, the whole day contact with people automatic, that remains engraved. It's a good foundation. And then when you have these things in mind, automatically you are a misvoider. People think that you're in business just like everyone else. Right? So you're in your business to make chesed. And if you make money, you also do chesed. It's a chesed b'chores, or part of this day bottom. To feed your children is also chesed. Bring panos home, bring a check, is also chesed. And by the way, this way, you're doing something which everyone does, every schwarzer does the same thing, and you're doing chesed, and the guy is just making to make money to live. It's an...
You can't
be
surrounded with mitzvah.
Yeah, so it's automatically, you naturally are a misvoided. You're naturally totally away from people. Also, you're a part of people, you're away from people. But to make a physical misvoided, to go away, it's running away. That's like you don't want to be mishtabel. Hashem wants you to do chesed with people, in people. That's what one of the tzaddikim said, you play yourself by mitzvah. It's like you go to the mikveh, you're dipping yourself in the mikveh. Mine, Ami says, mikveh Yisroel Hashem. So the mikveh Yisroel, the Yisroel is also a mikveh. The mikveh is also a mikveh. When you're part of Yidden, part of Israel, and you're dipping yourself with them, and you're metayer yourself. If you're dipping yourself with very positive people, they're purifying yourself. If you're dipping yourself with not positive people, so you purify yourself by getting away from them. You're with them and not with them. That's in himself a gewaltige kav. That's polishing. That's a gewaltige polishing. But when you run away into the mountains, to the woods, you don't want to have to do them anything. It's like you take away the diamond from the polishing wheel. It could never be polished. You could sleep till tomorrow. He's not being polished. Because the minute he goes back to society, he's crushed. He's nothing. We with the people and get polished. Be with the people. They shouldn't even notice it. You meditate in your mind. You know, you have a certain high seriousness. And the people sometimes chesed, even they talk stupidity in the lab, and you're with them, and they hardly even listen. But if it's expected for them that you should participate, you also give them a smile. You don't even embarrass them. Don't even embarrass them, but don't be a part of them. Chosid, salosa b'fona ve'vlosa b'liboy. That's the chosid salosa. Salosa b'fona, yeah, you participate with them. But the evlo, the sincereness and the seriousness remains in your heart. You know, sometimes for the chesed's sake, you have to show the people, yes, if you make it, he told you an Irish joke. Some people walk over, you give an Irish joke, an Irish Torah. Get me home with the link of prayer, have any business. But you know, it's just nice. You have to smile. Yeah. You have to put up this chesed too. So you smile, but in your heart, you bleed. So that's chosid, salos b'fona. It's not called acting. This is chesed. This is a part of to be misvoided, believer shel odam, at the time when you are with company. It's not an easy job. But the more you put on yourself duties and responsibilities. Both ways, positive ways. I have a diamond on the polishing wheel. Negative, I have a child in a hospital in intensive care. When a person has it in front of himself, then it becomes natural. Automatically natural that you misbuy it. You could be with people, you couldn't care less about it. Because you have a higher goal, you have good goals in front of you, okay? You have the diamond in front of you.
It's not very new for you, you know. That's kind of the kids that I've been with minions. So I have a choice to stay in the office with the people, or I could go outside, you know, like in the, you know, in the yard. So I prefer to daven, like not when people are talking or whatever. Even someone can go by and say, hey, you know, just make a little joke.
Whatever you less disturbed, you should daven whatever you less. Tefillah is aloha is tefillah needs menucha. Tefillah needs yishev adav. So you have to daven wherever you the least disturbed. That's the aloha. This comes up going on a plane. Okay? Going on a plane, people don't know it. So people are, you have to daven mincha because whatever it is. In a plane, you get at 11 o'clock and it's getting night, you have to daven mincha. So you have two choices: to get up and go to the aisle in the back and daven mincha over there, or standing, so you could fully standing daven Shemen Esrei. But you're being a little bit disturbed. You're alone. Not that you're bothered, you could do it, but people look at you, it's disturbing. You can't have the kavanah of tefillah properly. You can't do it slowly. Or stay in your seat. Sitting with daven mincha nice piece, because daven mincha is a nefesh, it's a daf long, with machaven. What is better? To sit in your place and daven, not to get up.
Okay,
but Shemen Esrei, I'm talking about the Shemen Esrei. Everything else, of course, in your seat.
He's not pushing the buttons. I can see the personal players that way, but the ones you're pushing
You're right. You know when they do that? When you're getting up and you happen to daven over there, you can't be machaven. So you say, well, I'm pushing my buttons. I'm not machaven, I'm pushing my buttons. In other words, if you're in a circumstance that you haven't got peace and calm and you can't daven with kavana, you can't daven peacefully, but you still have to daven, so then you say, well, Shlomo, I'm davening, I'm saying the words, I'm pushing buttons. You know, it's all computerized, it's all programmed. So then you use this method. Okay, when you have machaven, so then you say, Shlomo, my tefillah is all loaded. My tefillah is all loaded. Although it might feel it. But it's obvious, it's no question that if you could be misfiled at the same time with Kavanah Sadas, it's better. You're accomplishing two things, you're pushing buttons, plus you have a personal tefillah too. It's always better to be Mechavim but tefillah. Also,
you
I believe. It's a fiket. So you're paying a price sitting, but for that you're accomplishing two things. You're pushing the buttons, you're saying the words of the tefillah, plus you have your own tefillah Shabbalev, avoid the Shabbalev, you have your personal tefillah also. And it's worthwhile to give up on standing Shemen Esrei in order to get a person Shabbalev. Therefore, the klal in tefillah is what you ask is always wherever you could daven better, there you daven.
The bus also, if you sit down in the bus,
the shaking of the bus is not taking. That's a matter which you're getting used. And one other thing is, this is when it's happening once in a while, but it's supposed to do it every day. So to be oiker, the hilchus tefillah every day is already, we should be sensitive. So no, in a bus, you daven more, you should stand, even a check, and
it's
try to get used to it. You get checked out, but you get used to it.
Like a lot of people, you get used to it,
but since this is it's happening, what?
On the bus, it's hard, if you have better concentration. Every joke delivered a certain message.
Sichas Chilul Tzrichim Limud. Great tzaddikim, great people, even the simple words. You have to learn it. Everything comes from that. But just empty joke, just for the shmuzafer, just to talk for. It's childish. I mean, never mind that Rabbi Dvorim Eliezer of Pesha. If you try to say jokes for the sake of jokes, no, it's not childish. Shouldn't come a chasu shon some nivul pay or loshnahar and refilus or buschavu like chaveroi. All those things are coming in. It's almost impossible to be clean of it. But if you do it in the right intention, it has to be tact. It has to be bit. But if it's with tact, no, you have to be the cat. You have to be cheerful person. Cheat other people up. And to deliver a knife, you see a person is a little bit dumb, telling a good story, good in a joke, and pick him up. It's other habits. That's advantageous even. Not to be childish. That's the main thing. Not to be. My complaint is, I have no complaint of those guys who really bump. They're bumps. But when I see grown-up people and I see good people, and Bala Chesed and Bala Teira and Bala Tamid HaChochomim and involved in all kind of things, and simultaneously the babies. That's never a, it's a handicap, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. Simple in this, no seriousness. Because once you're light-headed, you're babyish, then the Yiddishkeit is also babyish Yiddishkeit. Now, not Chas V'Shalom, it's not Yiddishkeit, they will hold on very strongly, like a it's an emotional tie. It's a voider for Yidden. That's a voider of a woman. You say women have these feelings. Women, because Bochu made special for women, Noshim Daton Kalois. A woman should be entertained with seriousness. It's not good for a mother and for a woman. As much she learns, she's fine, she always should be serious. And that you could see the greatest woman, the most biggest educators, and the most gewaldige tzaddikas, and beautiful woman, you could learn every moment from them. Gewaldige, take Sora Shnira, which was the mother of the Bisyakov movement, which was gewaldige. But the same Sora Shnira, you could be assured, when she was in company with other things, and they spoke about her dress, they spoke about her menu, a beautiful catering, a chasan, she participated and she enjoyed it. And you could say, how does it come to you? I mean, talk about dress with me or menus or things. What business they have to? You had somebody hired. But the woman is not, because in both cases, women so that simultaneously they're tzaddikas and they have a lot of depth and they could give a lot of beautiful things, but they're still women. Hashem made them to enjoy a flower, to enjoy a picture, to enjoy a furniture, to enjoy a menu, how you dress up and things. And don't look down at your wife because of this. This is the gift of a woman, because Hashem had to give it to them in order to be able to do the job of Shlemus. They need to go for the aesthetics of a home, because they have to know how to. They're machanach our children. They have to be able to lower themselves and participate with a 5-year-old child, with a 10-year-old child, make her ponytail nice, should be dressy, should be likely. Now, this mother is such a spaced out, Ruchen is like a girl, and doesn't have communication with her. The children will never get chilaf. The mother could never participate in enjoying the closeness of a child, the intimacy of a child, and to see the child. That a child needs her bow and her ponytail, and she'll look good. But the mother has to feel it. Now, the father's business is not to be a mother. When the father is too much knowing of all these things, then the switching roles. See, for the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave for the man the role of the being the head person. And if sometimes you go home, I don't notice with my wife could give me the nicest dinner sometimes, and everything, and I'm so much involved with my thinking, I'm eating so fast after them. I didn't notice what I'm eating, how was their stuff, and I don't even take note of it. Don't you even realize? No, I don't even realize it. The plate is empty already. But my head is, it's not right of my side. I have to lower myself and give attention to compliments or something. But sometimes you're spaced out. Your head is somewhere else. You have to prepare for Shiri, thinking something, whatever it is. Okay? You just went through it. Sort of with the yid. A man's role is you could be removed from the static things. Because this you mode, you go with head. You have to learn Torah. You have to be filled with goals in your head. The hard goal, the emotional goal, is the wife. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made for the woman Noshim Dapa and Kalas. What is Dapa and Kalas? No matter how heavy the head is, but it snaps when it comes to the emotional things, the heart takes over. And it's a beautiful role for the woman. The woman needs it. Woman has to give the support to the husband, has to give it for the children. So therefore, you could see the greatest rebbe, the greatest woman, if a woman is over serious, is acting like a serious role, it's not a right woman. A woman has to laugh right, has to nice. She has to be easy. She needs this is her gift, what she gives into the family. But when the man does what the woman's supposed to do, that's embarrassment. I call it the vibration people. It could be nice, good, but the mamash have the mid of a woman, like the bnei Torah and everything, but if the kolef of elavshka, women do it, I could understand it. So therefore, men should never participate in woman company. when women have a company and they're liking the if you see what the nicest woman on the world, they have a part of it themselves that gets it, what is the topic, and you could participate, it shows that you're a woman too. Now, for them, it's beautiful. For you, it's a degradation. Therefore, men should sit with men company, women should sit with, every time in a family gathering, comes to Hanukkah party, comes to Shavuot Brochah, of any kind of things. It's appropriate that men should sit man and woman, because the entertainment of men has to be at a different level total than entertainment of women. And when there is a mix, it hurts either one. The woman, if the woman participates in the high company of men in this area of headwinding, you're disconnecting the woman from her gifts, from her enjoyment. And when a man is connected with the woman's company, you lower yourself, not you lower yourself, you're going away from your responsibility. Therefore, men always stick with men, never mind beside the point of tears, beside the point of the other Hagdoris, but just to, in order to deliver the best of you, you sit in the company, you have to bring up the discussion of the company to the highest level, that it should not be waste of time. And it's a different menu for man, different menu for woman. Women, they come in company, they have to be cheerful to each other, they have to laugh, they have to pass stories about the little Yankel and Ruchal, and they have all this laughing, really, what is the man's business, Yankel and Ruchal does? But the man gets excited over Yankel and Ruchal's story, something wrong, it's a vibrational man, it's a man with a woman head. It's not good, a woman has to have a woman's entertainment, a man has to have the man entertainment, for that alone you need separate company. You need separate company, because every group should really bring the best way out of themselves in the best position. Okay, I think we should.
A meeting down there. Brother Waldenshire's meeting here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Decide it here?
Yeah.
But if we just can. If a man is abdilis, a person should be able to separate himself from the groups. He should be a loner without anything pushing him to that. In other words, not because you're really alone. Don't be alone because you're really a loner. Oh, if you're really alone, you have to break it. Then you have to get involved with people. A person has a lack of self-confidence and wants to withdraw. You want to withdraw, that could go in. A person has no cheshik to go because they want to be with people. You have to go in with people. That's what he says. To be misbeided without any necessity who's pushing you. The minute necessity pushes you to be away from people, you have to have a direct opposite approach. You have to force yourself in your people. Because it's also not good. To be a natural misbeided is also not good, because so not to give in to your weakness. So sometimes we do feel a sense of no cheshik, and it's not always a good thing. Sometimes you don't want to be with people. When you don't want to be with people, you have to go with people and don't be with them. Go and don't be with them. Don't try to run away. Don't go away from the battlefield. Be a soldier on the battlefield. Keep your ammunition and keep it going. Agit l'chanike. In its society, the malus abdidus against the advantage to be alone. What's the difference between being with society being alone, but pridim ibn Odom, and the value and the benefit when you get away from people, beroya chevras kesileim, when you see that the society with all the stupidity, and you should go away from them, memli doichak shivene lekach. Nothing is pressing him, otherwise he's not compelled to that, not that they disown him. A person should voluntarily disassociate himself from bad society. Umeroes chavarosam, it goes away from the badness which comes out, the result which comes out because of the friendshipness with them, and all the other disadvantages which comes from excess talk. But Omar, the Neymar, Omar is Rechiles, the Neymar. Omar is said Rechiles, the Neymar is said Nisar Loshon Hara, Bilbil Oruch, and a long confusion, Ein Tzorich, which is not needed. And he evaluates the gossip talk, the stupidity talk of the Chevre. You see, he's a group talking. You see, the Yeshi usually in every B'Semedesh you have in the end of the table, not in our Semer, Baruch Hashem, but usually in the regular Balbatash B'Semedesh you always have in the bottom of the table and the shmooz, all the shmoozes, And there's always something, what the shmooze? And he says, what I have to see there, what I have to listen? He can't hear anything positive. Either Omar, either Neymar, either he says Rechiles, either he speaks Loshon Hara, or just Bilbul Oruch, just a long, prolonged Bilbul, stupidity, like confusion, talk, pa, pa, pa. They're just talking. There's no point of being there. And therefore, he decides on his own to become a lonelier, to get away from it. That means he makes a cheshbon, what will I get out of it, if I'm going to be with the company, and what will I gain in benefit if I'm going to disassociate myself from the company? That's Cheshbon. If there's too much talk, they cannot be without any sin. The one who saves his lips, doesn't talk, maskim. He becomes smarter. He's smart. Because actually, why is he maskim? Why choisech sfosav? The one who saves his lips, he doesn't talk. Maskim. You say he's maskim, he's a smart person. But the Mishnah says, siyok lechokhma shtika. Siyok to chokhma is shtika, when you're quiet. Omer echad min hachokhma, one of the chokhma used to say, etzoir moisar devorecho. Hold back the excessive of your words. Don't talk more than you have to talk.
Why is that a seed with Chachma?
Why is that so?
Yeah, what should he do for Chachma?
Okay, there's many pshat in this. We didn't learn it yet in Merav. You know, come Shabbos morning, let's finish it. Get to the Mishnah. There's a lot of pshat in that. Siyag l'chachma shtika. Siyag l'chachma means, but the main thing is, which is an upcoming here, that you see, since Shlomo Melech says, b'roiv dvorim le'yechda al pesha, b'roiv dvorim, it's too much talk, it's not possible, shouldn't go through pesha. So the obvious, the opposite, governs the opposite way. If you hold back, you don't talk too much, you're saving not to do pesha. And b'chlal, you should know one thing. Why we tipshim? Why are we fools? Why are we stupid? You know why? Not because we really are stupid, because Baruch Hu gave us Chachma bin Adas. All of us have Chachma bin Adas. And there's a saying, Yed anar tsechel fazich. Every fool has tsechel to himself. On your personal interest, everyone is somehow smart. Why, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, where we need a certain, we lose our seichel. We just do stupid things.
Why don't we think?
It's our life. We believe in them. Why don't we think? The answer is we are stupid. Why are we stupid? Because we are tuned in to the people's saying, to the people's talk, to the people's values. What? Not even approval. Let me give you a very simple thing, which unfortunately not many people view it that way, but if you stay away from it and you see how 100% it is. You know, the Ashgacha Pratis could be seen, you could see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, anything with in politics, in world news, in Iraq, everything which is in Russia, what is happening, you could see such a beauty of Ashgacha Pratis, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu so clearly visible. But one thing, you have eyeglasses, okay, and the glasses are clean. So it cleans, doesn't screw you. You see the event as it is happening. What's happening if you color your eyeglasses full of dust? You see a dusty, confused situation. Now, is the situation confused or you are confused? It's you. It's not even you are confused.
What?
Not even the situation is confused. The glass is confusing you. So what do you have to do? Clean up the glasses. The more you clean the glasses, the more you see this event in the clarity. Same thing is, everything which we look, we see. Now, what's happening now? When you view the world with glasses of the guy, you get into the car, the first thing, the noose is working. Boom, the noose is working. And you get the interpretation of this commentator, this newspaper, this editor. You don't realize that you're putting layers in front of your eyes, the guy's interpretation of events. And then you can't be blind. And then what he's saying, what are you talking, you didn't go over news, what are you talking there? You're talking to pure stupidities, because you're hearing stupidities and you're becoming, and you, instead of seeing Ashgacha and seeing your clear, naive, neutral, Torah interpretation of events, you see the opposite confused messages, you look totally, and you're getting a total goyish Ashgacha, and don't even realize, you become Americanized, misyavnit, right? You learn, you do everything, but your behavior, looking at the whole thing, you're a piece of American. That's a piece of misyavnim. It's called misyavnim. Remember last year we spoke about it. There's some English, they left intact, they left to keep Torah mitzvahs, but not to be shaman, blind, but timu kolashmani. But how was it metama? Have everything, but do it through our vision. Whatever it is, it's called misyavnim. It doesn't eliminate you. You could keep the best of English. It wasn't Nebuchadnezzar, it wasn't Bovel, it doesn't liquidate you, but do it my way. Look at that. Now, every time when you stay away from society, now, you don't have to stay from every society there. If you have a society, if you have a group of people which continues to work on them without any selfish interest, it's not their group, it's not us, it's not our flag, it's not our group, whatever it's called. There's hardly anything like that, there's nothing, because according to Chodesh Avovas, Shleimus today, and this is very much a problem of today's time, more even than before time. Shleimus, in the individual Shleimus, you can't only accomplish when you totally, you have only one loyalty, the loyalty to the Everson, to the Torah. And only use anyone's help, you only use anyone's friendship if he lets you stay in this neutral loyalty. The minute when you become a member of a group, it could be all Malochim v'Serafim v'Chayos HaKodesh, it could be the biggest people, but there's a loyalty to preserve that group. There's a dual loyalty already. You have a loyalty for Torah, a loyalty for us, our Chavrai Kedisha, our holy Chavr, holy Chavr. That does not work. There's no dual loyalty. The minute there's other thing event, that's the Chodesh Kodesh, that's the Zavoyed B'Shitzvah. You know, you're serving two causes, Islam and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and of course it's all the Chavr. But of course the Chavr is also for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but never mind. Comes the friction, comes the Machloikas, and means there's no Shalom, there's no Chilus, there's always politics comes always into the picture. It can't be clear. So the only way you could really stay clear is you stay away from any kind, you become a total single individual. It says, my company, who is my company? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is my company. Shift to the way Hashem called him. Wherever you go, wherever you do, whatever that, I'm overshaped. But because to be in base Hashem, you could be on the bus, and the whole bus could talk politics, newspaper, and you could sit with your cassette, you could sit with your safer, you shift to base Hashem. You walk on the street, you could be on job, shift to base Hashem. You could have a whole group talking stupidity, snarshka, politics, machloikas, whatever it is. I'm not a shift to base Hashem. I'm always with Hashem. This could only be accomplished, but when you become a talker, and you are participating, you know, no matter how much chokhmah, yeah, you're getting layers of, you're getting influenced by the Torah. The siyag lechokhmah, the siyag, the fences to preserve your chokhmah, that you should have a neutral view, an objective view on all the events, is shtika. Be quiet. Now, quiet doesn't necessarily, not only mean that you don't talk, it means also be quiet, you shouldn't talk to you. Don't have the radio graggering for you. Shtika doesn't mean that you don't open up your mouth. It means that be disconnected from company. Not talking, not listening, not receiving, not giving. No. Don't keep any dialogue. Be preserved. Of course, not everyone can do it yet. If a person hasn't got any of his own tools and his own ambition to survive, of course, and then unfortunately he's depending on people. And if he's depending on people, try to depend on the best people. So you need a chevre. So that's the reason why we have to be chevres, better and lesser. Was unfortunately most of the people cannot b'chlal sustain, because if you don't have this chevre, unfortunately, they go to the goyish chevre. They go to the goyish chevre. So instead of getting an urge middle of the week to go out and in Chas V'Shalom to disco, to go out to a baseball game and to run out who knows what, so he sits in the Smerish, schmoozes politics and is involved in it, or has an event going up for their organization and is excited. Fine, it's entertainment. But this is not chokhmah. Chokhmah is not going to gain off it. You only start gaining chokhmah when you start becoming independent, and Baruch Hashem, you know what you're doing. I mean, independent individual doesn't mean you and your wife and your children. You preserve your individuality to self-growth, growing to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to be a part of society that you have to be everyone's, fan and friend and try to be on stage for everyone to feel kindness by everyone's eye. This is very much what the Chavos Lubavitch advocates very much in this writer. I could only tell you, I'm watching history and observing events, and I was involved in my early youth in many, I was once eager to, and many beautiful people with the 100% right intention, Yerushalayim Shamayim intention, they became members and formulated groups and chugim for the sake of Avodas HaKodesh, 100% of Shem Shamayim. And so 5-10 years later on, it had a direct effect. The interest of the group, the interest of the umbrella of the organization became much more superior, and they couldn't. And then all of a sudden, you build an organization to use it as a means to avoid Hashem, and then the organization becomes the end in himself, and you have to move out. And this is happening, you can't help it. The choshes, the biggest chavrai kedishas which there is, they always unfortunately get the counterproduction at a later stage. And this remnant is beautifully in Medrash Shmuel on Ovis. It says, "Misasim tzochetzim, misasim shem shemayim, shesus avoyisam meseyatam." I think in that Mishnah, it says a beautiful thing. It says, all the individual avoid which a person does individually, the klala is l'oyle me'asik shloy lishma, tach shloy lishma vol lishma. And as the Maranayim says, you can't start anything doing lishma. There's no thing. You are human beings. You have the chum, you have all these things. Everything has to come into sutashli. You have to throw a bone for this yetzer hara, Le'olam. It's my... Le'olam yasek shalom shalom shalom. Everything has to be started with shalom shalom. You know, the old scary Rebbe, I'm telling a three child becomes 3 years old. I remember when I used to take a mechi, I took him to the old scary Rebbe when he was 3 years old after offering everything. So he sent him aleph, beis, gimel. He gave him before he said aleph, he gave him a quarter. He gave him a quarter. Every 3 year old child before he started to telling him, he gave him a quarter. And then learned. And he said that in the distance, said the name of the mother Naim, his grandfather. That's the way it could only start. You have to start with the Shaloi Lishma. Because you have a body, you have a goof, you have to bribe him. So, you have to, so what do? We're giving him a quarter, he should be used to the Shaloi Lishma with this quarter, and I could start the Lishma. We're giving immediately the Shaloi Lishma, and I could start the Lishma. This is the Chagav. So, he said the private, says the Medrash Mul, the private individual Savoyder has to start with the Shaloi Lishma, and the Shaloi Lishma develops into the Lishma. But some Cherabim, any groups, anything for the others, has to start with Lishma. Don't come and just start Shloim Hashem Shemaim. Because there, the pattern is the opposite. You see, and this beautiful thing, which is so beautiful, which is true, which he says, that you will see every public event, every public tikkun, every public tikkun, everything which you do, starts with the Gevaldik Hashem Shemaim, with Lishma. If it talks Lishma, Bo Shloim Lishma. And then it develops the Shloim Lishma. By Yochid, by individual, you, person of everything starts. You know, that's what you go to learn because you don't want to be a bum. You go to daven, you want to find kindness in his eyes. You start every little thing with Tach Shalom Lishma. But then when you're in already, Tach Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma. When it comes, Rabbim, Tzorch Rabbi, you want to help a group, you want to have a Tamit Torah Gaba. You want to become a Tamit Torah Gaba. Of course you want to become a Tamit. You're starting with Lishma, you want to do for Torah. But once you get into the politics, once you get into the groupings, with Tach Lishma Bo Shalom Lishma. Says the Mishnah. Le'olam yasek odom in tzivir l'shem shemaim. Le'olam, forever, even beginning start off, and in the end also. Never give up on it. Never give up. Aye, where is the le'olam yasek shloi l'shma? You're a human being, where is the yetzer hara? You don't have this, if you're not supposed to do anything shloi l'shma, how could it work? So it's not about it, chus avayisam mesiyatam, kush bocha helps, it's not your atzlocha, it's atzlocha chus avayisam. You're private, think you need your schus, you have to start with shloi l'shma, that's what Meir Shmuel said. And this is so absolutely true. I will only tell you, I was only 20 years old. I was a year after I was married. And I was very ambitious. And I was very... I wanted to do something for Klal, you know. And I wanted to be for Torah. And I was a businessman. And a young chick, and, you know, be out in the world. And I was in Wilhelmsburg. And I was approached. I should become a Talmud Torah Gabbai. One of the Gabbai Talmud Torah, and I took it down. Took it down eagerly. And I was very naive, clean, you know, coming up to yeshiva from a Rebbe, Mechubei Weissmala, Emes, and with a certain clarity after the Uncle Ornstein, having a certain clarity. And I was involved, I think I wasn't involved a full year. And I was very active, very productive, very dynamic, very different. And all of a sudden I realized, around me, there was tremendous machloikas between the Talmud Torah Gabbai and the girls' schools. There was two groups, two vadim, two committees. It was a gewaltige machloikas, as an inter machloikas, a koholische machloikas. And I was a young, and all of a sudden I caught up in a group. I all of a sudden belonged in a group, like the Bible show, we and them. All of a sudden I saw it's a we and them, in between the organization, we and them. And they hear out to the Rebbe, hear out to the Rebbe, and all of a sudden, this happened a year before the big machloikas, the Rebbe had to pick himself up and ran away to Montreal. He says, until you're not going to make peace, I'm not coming back. So he forced him to sit down, and to sit down. Then I realized everyone is, it's nothing more than grouping. You're just using Le Havel, just I told him, what's the chilek between the Dodgers and the Yankees? Did they have the same thing? Okay, the group and our group, we have to win, you have to win. It's a game. Yeah, using Torah, it's a nice horse to ride on. But we need the Gabbos, we need the. And all of a sudden, I'm getting caught up with politics. I'm getting caught up with politics. I said, that's it. I resigned, and I said to myself, I'm never ever going to go into any Koholisha group. No matter how Hashem Shemaim it is, there's always politics. And politics is a void of shutas, and there's no machsam, there's no barrier. Not for Lashon Hara, not for Rechid, not for Chaveira, with all kinds of stupidities. And childishness. Those people never grow out till today. Till today, there are guys, they were Rosh Hakols, they were big leaders. This is the story, it goes back 32 years. The same damn fools today, the grandfathers now, the same damn fools as they were there. And I, with my 20 years, clear head. I was lucky. If I would be 5 years out on the woods, oh boy, I would be just like them, because that would be my backing. That would be my only, oh, somebody, you know, you, you, you,
the kehillah. At that time, I was still naive. I still had this accumulated energy, which I got to my rebbeim that looked drink endlessly, and don't get. I tell you frankly, if I would have been out in the business world and I would love this vitamin which I got, and I would got into the system 5 years later, and to define, I would be maybe till today there. And since then, I never went back. When I went to New York, whenever I was asked anything to do with COVID, anything that, nothing, because every time when I did participate in a meeting about certain things, with local things, immediately saw politics. And when I saw politics, I then, yes, it has to be done. It cannot be any other way. I have to do it. You are Petropas. You who said me, Mionach Hashelech El Parot. Moshe Rabbeinu Kush Baruch Hu says Moshe when he goes to him and says, Mionach, who am I? Shlach Tuvia Tishtoch. You haven't got anyone else to send. Why are you pushing yourself? What's the purpose? You want to be oyster? You want to be an accomplisher? Yes. Can you be an accomplisher 100% with clarity? You have to do it. So every time when it comes to a mission in front of you that has to be done, a public thing which has to be done, you see, nobody does it. There's no people. There's no, don't play. I'm never, who am I? What am I? It has to be done. But when there's 100% clean, 100% clean, you have no excuse to escape. But if there's 1% of no clarity, of no cleanliness, and we know every public, every society work totally grinds up the person. We lose madregas, we lose. You're not allowed. So can you do something built on Hashem Levada? You're not going to fall into the trap of politics, of all those things. Now, many of those who are in, they're very pure people. Privately, they're such a beautiful people, such a Baal Chesed. In the minute, 100% Lashem Shamayim. But not only is they becoming tools in somebody other's hand, in superior's hand, but they can't escape anymore. There's a sort of loyalty to this one, to this. He's a loyal to his leader, to his rebbe, to his manik, to this and this and this. And then he can't escape anymore. And this rebbe has 100 other pressures from different sides, and then he gets caught up in the machlokes. And even he doesn't like it. Even himself is not agreeing with it, but he can't help it anymore. So he has to push this agarash of sheker. He has to push this carriage of sheker. He has to carry the fan, and he becomes a victim of that. So what it's what the Chassidus says: be a lawyer, stay away from society. You're not allowed to be in society. In Bechlan, in today's time, my 100% proof, and I understand the shifter, the moral shifter, no society has any existence throughout it. Well, everything is decaying and falling apart. I'm saying it more and more.
What? It's falling apart.
It's falling apart. There's no clean society today.
So who will... If it's so much going on, politics, they're all attached to politics. Someone has to go and scream.
Nobody.
You don't know what you're doing.
Nobody could go. Nobody's listening. No. You can't.
Unless we all got to be united, like Yankov.
Everyone has to become an individual. This is the moral shift today. Everyone has to detach himself from these groups, become an individual, Oved Hashem. And there's going to be the silent majority, the silent individuals. I thought you asked the question, who will build us yeshivas, who will Talmud Torah, who will this? You're not the shliach of that. Who will? Hashem will, we have Avtocha Torah, will not be forgotten. And I give you news, as the people don't like to hear, all these institutions will also fall apart. They'll fall apart. And every child will fall back on his father's neck. He brought a child in this world, you worry for his dressing, for his food, for his shelter, you worry for his Torah too. And then Torah is going to be saved. This Torah of today's type of institution, where everything is thrown in institution, and the parents don't give a damn about the children, and the hardly pay tuition, and the institution has to steal and make governments all kind of tricks, and the institution itself loses interest, because once the institutions, they were fighting with each other, every group wanted to build his institution. Little by little, decaying in the inside too, they're losing, they're getting the overburdened with work, and of course, both puts on the loads and tights a little bit, the faucet of money, and they're in big chayvus, and they don't pay any more things. Institutions start falling apart now. They're starting actually falling apart. The biggest institution have so much chayvus, and the quality of education falls. And any serious-minded parent will pick up his child, send him to a better institution, will not look anymore on his party line interest, and just to save his child, or he's going to have to make his own institution, and he's going to come back. I say before Mashiach comes, every Jew will have to be an individual, independent Jew, and will have to work with Shimon Toyn and Chinuch also. And there's no other thing, for girl Chinuch, today is absolute no Chinuch. If you're not Mechanuch, your daughter is at home, you're not going to have a daughter with Chinuch. You can't learn anything, no schools or nothing. There's blemishes in every area. Sounds a little bit different. Sounds, you learn Torah. When you go into the Shiva,
to become self-made people. This makes them a girl has to be mechunach. A girl must have mechunach. A girl is until the chalson has to be mechunach from the father, and after the chalson, mechunach from her husband. She stays in her husband's things. A man, a boy, has Torah. Torah could give her independence. He could be in yeshiva and not to be mekabel the whole system. You know, when you give proper Torah, you properly develop the person's mind, how to learn with clarity, and give him enough Yerushalayim incentive that he wants to be good, Torah could formulate him as an individual person. So to a certain extent, in Baboys, it's easier. But no question. Somebody worked on me out of town, and I was giving a lecture at one of the Chabad houses. So the head of the Chabad leader there, which is running the Chabad house, used to be a Chaver with Rav Avraham Brown in Torah Vedas. Used to be a Chabrusa with him. And then he became a chosid, became a Lubavitcher chosid. Very strong, but Talmud Chochem, a Kashmaki guy. And he started working on me, why I'm not a chosid? I told him, I am a chosid. I'm not a sectarian chosid. I'm a chosid. I'm learning Chabad, I'm learning this, I'm learning that. But who says I have to be a sectarian chosid? He says, no, that's not chosidus. You have to be bottled to a Rebbe. If you haven't got L1 Rebbe, not 100% bottled, notified to the Rebbe, you're not a chosid. Chosid is bitl. I'm bottled to Kodesh Boko to Rotzon Hashem 100%. But I'm bottled to all the tzaddikim. But I'm not bottled to one person. So then you're not chassidus. So I told him, so you are chassid? He said, yes, but you're chassid. I'm bottled to my Rebbe. So I told him, you're not bottled to your Rebbe, you're bottled to yourself. What do you mean? So at the age of 17, you became a chassid. And you bottled to that decision, but at the age of 17, to become a Lubavitcher Rebbe, a Lubavitcher chassid. Since then, you bottled to that decision. Suppose I bring all kind of arguments and show you black and white that you could go somewhere else better. Like it used to be the Chassidim Arishonim. The previous Chassidim, they used to go shopping. They went by this Rebbe 2, 3, 4 years, and they graduated. They went down to the second Rebbe, went down to the third Rebbe. The Chugim, the older groups, it's just like classes in a school. You start off, you went searching for Avodas Hashem, and here's a person, a Rebbe, which grabbed him and started lifting him, and he stood there. The minute he started stagnating, and a chosid can never grow greater than the Rebbe. The Rebbe has a level, certain capacity. I mean, this chosid was ambitious enough, and he went, and he said the stagnating, that like he stopped growing. He went on searching. And that's the way it used to be. Chosidim, real chosidim, who used the Rebbe for avoidance Hashem, and after party, to be a member of a party, they always grew, they always went on. They went, Marbi Yeshiva, Marbi Chochma. Marbi Yeshiva. Yeshiva is also a group. Like, this Yeshiva. Look, I finished here, you go to other Yeshiva. If anyone, look, what do you do at the age of 17? Who knows why? You were a little, maybe like a good Fabrenga, maybe there was a nice song, there was somebody in the car of you, whatever it was. So you made a decision to come, and since then you're defending that decision. And no matter what I'm going to show you, you're going to defend it, and you're always going to look at the microscope, all the beauty of our organization, always going to look at the microscope, all the negativeness of other things, and knocking any other things. That's what you're going to do. So I mean, not bottle, you're bottled to yourself, you're worshipping yourself. At the age of 17, you became a chassid, and that you're worshipping till today. So you're not interested to grow. If I show that place that you could grow even more, or you could grow by not becoming an individual, you will not, because you're emotionally attached to your decision which you made at the age of 17. It was like shattered with this answer, because it's a very true answer. So if you would have become a chassid at the age of 40, then a boy would have been a... And this is after when you search and avoid this Hashem, and you outgrew him, and outgrew him, and outgrew him, and you tried, and you were hungry further, and then I found here, and here I live because I'm growing. I could expect you. Well, you're a little foolish child, 17 years old, became a chosid. The spirit, then you're worshipping it. You're carrying the flag in your soul. The more you're carrying, the more fanatic you become. So I never sucks for China that you bought me. Not bought to anyone. Then I could be bought. I could take Chabad, and I could take certain things which is beautiful, and I learn it, and I grow in it. But the crap I wouldn't take. Anything which has to do with your organization, which is, I don't agree, doesn't help it, avoid us. Yiddishkeit is business. Yiddishkeit, as the Chazon Ish says, last soig bedibre soira. Esek. What is in business? The businessman is, what is the title is? Making money. It only gives you involved in conventions and promotion, advertisement, only the bottom line. Does it bring money? If it doesn't bring money, forget about it. But everyone does it, it's beautiful, it's so popular. What do you think popular? Everyone. Business is money. Okay. Yiddishkeit is money. Yerushalayim. You go to everyone, does it give me Yerushalayim? Do I grow? Fine. If you didn't grow, forget about it. The only thing which I have to do, regardless, I like it or not, is davening, learning, doing mitzvahs. That you have to do, regardless. Anything else, do you grow on it? Go ahead and do it. To belong someplace, belong as long you grow. Don't fool yourself. That's what I told him first. And then I told him, by the way, it says, and you people, yeah, you're Hasidim, yeah? So then what's a Hasidus? Achdus, and you brought them to Rebbe, you're all unified, there's Shalom, there's peace, there's you're loving each other, because that's Chassidus. So I told him, I know that's Chassidus, but tell me. You don't tell me, I know what's going on in 770. You don't have frictions, you don't have machlokes. As much you're fighting on the outside against other people, against Rosh Hashanah, against other things, you have just as much machlokes inside, you're burying each other. Now, I know what's going on, then he said, then you stop this. And you have peace, you have Achdus, you have more friction between one of each other. In every city, you and every Chabad house, you and, no, my territory, your territory, you're fighting each other to the death. And I don't blame you. Because since you are working for a cause over and beyond Melech HaShemayim, you know, you're working with yourself to become in a high position in your organization, that you have this and this, this is this territory, you made so many people went on the like Boimer on the parade and sending pictures, and so many adventures, it's a kind of competition. You can't see your fellow man is competing with you doing better, because you have a personal thing, doesn't it? Like any power, any senator, any congressman, they're competing with each other. So you're doing it on a horse of Yiddishkeit, you know, you're riding on a thing. And this is a very tight line that you're getting misled. To stay with the total clarity, not to use Yiddishkeit as a kardom lachperbo, not to use it chas v'shalom for any little shemit of selfishness, because sometimes it's worse to use it selfishly, Torah mitzvahs, than to eat ice cream and pizza. It's okay, so I know, comes the time, I know he just come, this animal ate. But to feed the neshama with foolishness. So in order to get this away, and to be, you have to get away from society. That's what, therefore, it's so much the Chassidus advocates, there to be away, this is braided, this get away, and then when you get away totally, you get a certain sense of clarity, that you don't have to be anti-people. You don't have to be anti-people, to be anti-organization. So they say, you're anti-establishment. What is establishment? Establishment is nothing. Establishment is air. There's only, the mission says, there's only three crowns. Keser Kuhuna, Keser Tzori, Keser Malchus, and Keser Shem Tov. There's no other Keser. There's not Malchus this, and Malchus that, and Malchus there's no other anything else as the Maral. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's Torah, and there's Yisroel. In Yisroel, every individual is a Torah, is a Lekus, is a Tzara Melakai. Every individual is a complete beauty. And there's no other Ksorim, there's no other crowns except three, which is Kuhuna, Torah, Malchus. That's all. Anyone starts to formulate the other type of kahuna, keser, there's a eniko, there's a destiny, the object, he's a direct descendant of the goan, he becomes goan, he's a direct of Baal Shem Tov. What is this, Indian cow, what's a holy cow, why are you worshipping here? For me, every Jew is a Jew, there's no yichas, there is yichas in keser Malchus, there's David, there's a yichas, of course there's a yichas in kashas of a Jew, but to say, I only go to here, I only go there because this is authentic, but it's not authentic, every Jew is an authentic Jew. And this is totally misleading. Now, why are we so victimized by this situation? Because unfortunately, this situation was our medicine the last 100 years. Till 200 years ago, Yiddishkeit wasn't attacked by ideology, by groups. It was Teivera. Then started a scholar movement, sort of the secularism, Bundism, communism, Zionism. Groups. We started being attacked by groups. So in order to, when a group is attacking you, lonely, singly, you can't fight back. So we had to organize our groups to re-fight back. It was a medicine, nothing but a medicine. That was the purpose of the Gudus Yisrael, to just fight back Zionism. Every group was an antidote against their group. That was the signal. So we needed it. But little by little we realized this slap that we took in Torah, in mitzvahs, in avodah, in tefillah, in midas, and everything became invested in these groups. Now what is happening now? Today no group is fighting on Yiddishkeit. Today no more groups. No Zionism is fighting. There's no temptation to being a Zionist. You have to be crazy to be a Zionist. It all fell apart. No communism, no Bundism. There's no secularism, there's no humanism. They all fell apart. And we still hold down our groups. We go still with our tanks. What do you know? There's no group fighting you anymore. Get out of the group. Forget it. There's no point of this. This all of this fall apart. Who's fighting me? One little castle, one little television is fighting you. You don't need the organizations. You have to be a single fighter. You have to fight yourself back, not to get in any influence. Continuously. But you still hang up in groups again. So you have enemies all around. Every second of the day, you have enemies. Every second of the day, what are you doing with Zionism? Who's bothering you? And Zionism is bothering you. And that feeling I had many years ago, 4 years ago, 30 years ago, I was talking Canoas, Zionism, and I used to say, tell you the truth, it doesn't bother me. The Yetzer of Zionism doesn't bother me at all. I have bigger problems. I'm fighting for my life. I should fight about not to be a Zionist. It's not my problem. When I get there, maybe I'm going to fight them. So if I fight them day to day, Yetzer wants to get me, doesn't let me get up in the morning, he doesn't let me daven, doesn't let me learn, doesn't let me anything. He gets on the street, he fights with all hands, and you're busy with. When I got married, it was the Korean War. I told the time for my wife as a joke. I told her, you know, let's make a peace treaty between us. You know, I give you all the opinions, the world opinions about the war, who should win, who is right, who is wrong. I give you the last word about the whole world, and you just give me the last word in this little home, okay? I give you the last word. I said because that's what Yetzer Hara says. Yetzer says, I let you be a kanoi. I let you be boy for Klalis, like you bought everything, but just me, give me a little bit of yourself. That's all. Just give me a little bit of your heart. Besides, you could be the best. And then it's got you. If you got you, you haven't got anything. The Torah comes and puts on us global responsibilities, and we work Klal, and we do, so we work everything. But, and this is what society, what does society work? When you see like group, I talk about, if it's a Kanoi, it's speaking Kanois, and it's a mitzvah, the Rebbe's. Forget about the Rebbe is not a single man. The Rebbe is Malcha Rebona. They are the Malcha Yisroel. They work for Klal. The message goes for Klal Yisroel. But when you attend, but how about your individual? When you see group single people talking, Musa, Avodas Hashem, how do we get rid of this mirror, getting rid of this mirror? Oh, this is Beisvayl Chachomim. Such a group you could associate yourself. You're not interested in, no, it needs to be the self improvement, only self growth, self improvement in, and for the right cause. Not because we are a chosid that we work on. This group of chosidim work on self-growth. And again, then you're loyal to this group. No groups. There's no flavor around it. Nothing. But such a thing does not exist. Today exists individual elohim. And what will happen? And it's going to be, just like Avraham Avinu, Echot by Avraham. Avraham was one Echot. Again, the whole society. For Mashiach will come, every Jew will be an Echot. One single Echot. Other Jew. Every Jew will be sticking out like a simple. And those many individual Jews, Mashiach will collect into one. We have to give up this group in order to Mashiach shall group us. That's the only way we survive. Shouldn't get me into this topic. It's dangerous. Okay. Sorry. But this is actually what I mean, but Chavisolosh advocates. But, now that's what he says here.
The Baal Shem Tov didn't see this in the, like, what he has to call it.
Mashiach had nothing.
Now, when he had father, the Chassidus.
Chassidus had nothing to do with groupings. Being said, the commandments of Chassidus have set in his table that 300 Talmud, everyone was a Ruach HaKodesh. You think one Talmud looked like the other Talmud? In garments, and talking, and speaking, but did anyone follow the Chassidus as a thing? This only started much later, 100 years after Baal Shem Tov started grouping around. And before that, the Chassidus has nothing to do with groups. I mean, in the old times, Chassidim, every Chassid had his own flavor. They belonged to the old family, the old city where they lived. What?
They returned like a Rebbe.
He was a Rebbe. We should have a Rebbe today too, to take Chochmah, to take Avodas Hashem. But he didn't organize the group and he made a shtetl and made a shikun and made a and started from a Yelet Shashim until a cemetery. He didn't give his services. Okay. He gave Avodas Hashem. He was open. He was diversified. The Chassidim, nobody dumped in the same dialect. They were different people. Everyone was a different world for himself. That's his Chassidus. Chassidus is learning Chassidus to be Chassidim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grow. Later, as I said, as it became necessary, then the Rebbeim became the fathers and the mothers of Am Yisrael. And it's not there was tzores, and there was problems, and you had to shelter them, taking them out from you, to give. So then they made the Rebbe Tzim, the Rebbe Shlomo, the Shlomo from Bava, the grandson of the founder of. He went in Osgiliad, which became totally primitive and secular, and he collected children from peasants, who grew up the people, and he collected, made a shiva for them, and dressed them up with packages, made them kosidim, and he saved hundreds, made thousands of neshamas, made balshuvas, mamash baba for kosidim, they made balshuvas already 80 years ago, mamash, and he built up an empire of kosidim before the first, the second world war of all balshuvas. He was mekar of them. So the organization served a beautiful cause. He made a mechamim them. That was, but as I said, it was done as a medicine against the groups which were stripping away from us endlessly, brutally, was taking away from us Yiddishkeit. So that was the value of the groups. But then when the group has to be carried further, as a group has to be remained, even the Chassidus has nothing to do with it. A group is valid and justified if we need it for this situation, but when the situation outgrows himself, the organization becomes a shell, and then you're like a big old corporation, and it just goes on the books because, you know, You can't try them off. You have the stacks of it. You can't try them off. No, we have only one stack of Kodesh Baruch Hu in Kvod Shemayim, and you deliver Kvod Shemayim ever it's needed at the maximum as it is needed. So that's the reason we are all victims of the situation. Nobody of us does it wrongly, badly, because we have the wrong intentions. And therefore, and nobody has today. Nobody, not I mean, some do have. Very few people have today the absolute clarity to see, to be strong, to detach yourself. This doesn't need for me. This is outdated. Very few people have clarity because we are all being fed and educated according to the interpretation of this organization. So you can't educate an organization with you just to disorganize yourself. You can't. So you become, everyone becomes a follower. So I'm this and I'm that and I'm that and I'm that, and you go like blind things. They're all programmed in defending their group. So and if anyone got a bit in the group, starts shaking a little bit, you're better. They become so defensive. They start attacking the members because they're fighting for their life, because they're self-confident. They don't even know why, but because they're weak, they become extremely defensive. Everybody's very strong and confident. They say, why not get lost? Who needs you? Why are they so defensive? They don't talk on us. Because they're very fragile. They haven't got anything what to hold on to. It's only outside to think. In the past, it used to have a lot of meat. It used to have a lot of justification. By the way, in the past, on top of it, were very great people. And that time, we used it as a good, you know, just like when you go out on a war, and the army goes out on a war. When you're out in the battlefield, you work as a group. You work as a coordinated. No, you go here, you go here, you go. That's the way it works. And you have to work as a group. Even you could do a better job alone, but you can't. You need the support from the army, from the navy, from the marines, from everything. But once you have been abandoned and deserted, you find yourself in a desert, and you have things, and you have enemies come, and you could save yourself step by step. And says, no, I need a group. I have to go back there. You're gonna get killed. Then you have to defend yourself right away. We are deserted today. Everyone fights his own battle. Because the situation, the way the chutzpah yavge, the way the disconnection is, the way the lack of responsibility we have from each other is formulated in such a way that you have to fight your war independently, individually. If not, you're totally lost. So by hanging out to a group, it only holds you back. So when you could disconnect yourself, of course, it's better to stay, if you alone can't survive at all, better to stay in a group. And no matter how weak the group is, than to get totally lost to the world. No question. So the group still serves a purpose for those very weak ones. So this one, then I speak to many times to people, says, you know, theoretically you're 100% right, but it's very dangerous to speak like you speak, because that's what all the other people do. So you're right. But meanwhile, you have to see the destructive cancerous bacteria which you bring into our children by affecting them by these things. You never give a chance to the individual to grow up. You never give them a chance. So you have to a certain extent. Therefore, I'm never in the anti-group. Even I'm not a part of the group, because I always see the part of the group serves a purpose. As long as you use the group for this purpose only. So I could guide many times youngsters, which they're very wild, they're very non-controlled. So go to this rabbi, you know, go in there. I say many times, guy, go to Chabad, go to Satna, go to him, go to Square. But Adrab, because I see that's the only way which will contain them. So you have to give the respect for them for what it is worth. But when the quality person, the person really could work and could really grow, and if he's handicapped because it's not letting him being grown, because it's against the party, like party's organization, for him is a pity. He could actually stay in the organization but start working as an individual. I'm not saying that you have to get away. It's a family name. You can't disconnect yourself from your family. But grow. To grow. You don't have to remain a vegetable all your life. Good job.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.